Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
And we're on the line with Jess Jackson, who runs the Copper House in the Detroit, Michigan area. Good evening, Jess. Welcome to the radio program.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. I was setting it up before our news, a Tribune article a few days ago called In Search of New Highs, mm-hmm. Green... Oh, see, now you already know what I'm talking about, obviously, because they talk to you.
Yes.
So the Copper House... Well, tell us about the Copper House. Tell us what it is, how you manage it, what kind of business it is, what kind of clientele you're getting, how you, you know, what do you do? What is it?
Yes. So we'd like to say that we're a neighborhood-based, safe space for the cannabis community. We're a cozy home away from home for cannabis consumers that are coming to Michigan to engage in what we have as the green rush here, the recreational industry. When it comes to guests that are coming, we have kind of three types of guests that book with us. We have our overnight guests, which are usually coming from like Kentucky, Ohio, some Midwestern states that don't have as high grade of cannabis and don't have as much access as we do in Michigan.
Yeah.
So they come and they just kind of have a place where they can consume safely. We have partnerships with local dispensaries that have delivery discounts for our guests, and also they're just dispensaries in the area that folks can go to and stock up.
Yeah.
And then our second kind of guests are usually lifestyle content producers, so think those social media brand ambassadors and photographers and videographers and folks that are just producing content, and they use the space to do some lifestyle content production for the cannabis industry. And then we also offer intimate gathering options. So if you wanted to host a small dinner, a birthday celebration, we just expanded to a 1,000 square foot private studio unit in our basement, and we really want to start marketing towards like bachelorette parties and adult slumber parties.
Oh my God, this is unbelievable. This, how long have you been in this, Jess? I mean, it can't be that long because marijuana has not been legal that long in Michigan.
Right. So we had our first overnight. We listed in January of 2019, and we actually took our first overnight guest on January 11th, 2019. And then we prototyped, like, our first couple of guests that we hosted were in town for a conference, and we hosted folks on air mattresses at that point. And then from there, we've just been iterating. So it's been about 2 years. We're just learning all we can.
You know what? I mean, you might as well bring in some old beanbag chairs from the 70s, as far as I'm concerned. I'm from Ann Arbor, Michigan, by the way. I'm born and raised there.
Go blue. I went to Michigan.
Hey, absolutely. Go blue. So, as you know, I'm a lot older than you are, Jess. Trust me. I could probably be your grandfather. Easy. But Ann Arbor has always had a very, regardless of whether it was legal in Michigan or not, Ann Arbor's always had a very hands-off attitude, if you will, when it came to the consumption of cannabis. There was this thing every year called the Hash Bash that used to be on a part of the campus called the Diag. I'm sure you're aware of that.
Just had Hash Bash this weekend, actually. It's still going on.
Oh, I know. It's still going on. I didn't know it was this past weekend, though. But I'm so intrigued. Jess, I'm so intrigued by this because, well, for people of my generation, first of all, it used to be illegal. Now it's legal. Now we got restaurants. Now we got bed and breakfast. Now we got food. I mean, I was talking with my newsman a few minutes ago, and I made the analogy that they've got cannabis related food items and pairings, if you will, and high end restaurants have been doing that with wine and alcohol for decades. I don't see much of a difference, although from what I know, the effect on the human body is slightly different. How do you handle a stoned diner, so to speak? I mean, how does that work?
Well, Well, what we typically do is folks, so one, we want to understand how experienced you are with cannabis consumption through the through the edible format, right? So a lot of times folks end up over consuming because they're not used to consumption, and so it's really important that the products that we do offer, anything that we're offering, is tested and within the regulated market so that we can show the dosage, right? So we might have a pairing with a chocolate, that a melted down chocolate bar that we've gotten from a dispensary, or we can have folks infuse their own oils, and we know how the THC tested so that we can have accurate measurements. I think it's really important for you to understand how dosing starts works, and then we always suggest microdosing. So start low and go slow. A lot of times folks will overdose, and then that's when you run into trouble. And then when you do run into trouble, knowing some ways to cope with that, so you can use some CBD to kind of balance that out. And we have a tincture that is actually manufactured by a nurse, and folks can take some tincture to kind of like help ease and lower their high. And then also black pepper flakes on your tongue are some ways that you can lower your time. But we try to, we really help folks microdose so that they're not over consuming and having some of those issues you're talking about. And then always safe consumption. So we are a bed and breakfast. You can stay the night if you ever feel that you've over consumed. And then we always recommend using a shared transportation or like Uber or Lyft so that you're not driving when you've consumed.
Or I suppose if you were a group, you could have a designated driver, so to speak. Somebody who...
There's actually some buses that are popping up, like party buses that are cannabis friendly. So that there's a market for it.
How do people, if they're so inclined, get a hold of you, contact you, and go to the Copper House?
Absolutely. So you can reach us on Instagram at Copper House DET, like Detroit. So Copper House Detroit. Mm-hmm. And then our website is copperhousedet.com. And you can book your overnight stays directly on our website. It'll take you to the platform that we use, which is called Bud and Breakfast. We're the first listing in Detroit. It's very similar to Airbnb, except it centers on the cannabis hospitality industry.
Yeah, in fact, I was reading the article, and I thought they had a very... ButtonBreakfast.com was one of the things they referenced, but there was also the Michigan Cannabis Trail. I love that expression. MichiganCannabisTrail.com represents an ever-expanding network of cannabis-friendly destination dispensaries and events across Michigan. Wow, that's just unbelievable. So you got to be doing very well, right, Jess? I mean, business has got to be pretty good.
Yeah, I think what we offer that's unique is that I'm a social equity qualified potential licensee in the state of Michigan.
What does
and
that mean?
And what Copper House has been, that means that, so social equity is the industry's promise to communities that have been disproportionately impacted by the war on drugs, that they will have equitable access to opportunities in the industry. And it looks different across state to state. There are different policies and programs. Yeah. In Michigan, it means that I'm from Detroit, and I've lived in Detroit for my entire life. And what I think that Copper House has been able to be for me and for my community is a model for starting with what you have, right? Like, we started a business out of our home. We've been able to build equity in that business. We've been able to build a brand presence. And the cannabis industry has a lot of barriers to entry, but we've been able to get into the industry by just opening up our home. So, yes, business is great. We've been able to, I like to say that I've met everybody that I've needed to meet in my living room. We have so much versatility in the space. We just expanded and now have that studio, and we're really trying to get our studio off the ground so that we can, my long-term goal, this is still an MVP. This is still a prototype, but my long-term goal is a like Aretha Franklin's mansion that can become a consumption lounge and a cultural hub for the cannabis community.
Oh yeah, that sounds awesome. You're living the dream. You're the entrepreneurial dream of America. I mean, it may be in a different venue, maybe cannabis, but so what? I mean, this is what it's all about, you know, being a self-starter and equity and building your product and getting people to take part in it. I mean, I think it's fabulous. Thanks, Jess. Thank you so much for being with us. And yeah, thanks for being with us. Good luck, good business, and go blue. Thank you.
Go blue.
Go blue. Thanks, Jess. Wow.
Thank you.
You bet. Man, she sounds really cool, I have to say.